Hello and welcome to the Self-Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a psychotherapist, life coach, yoga and meditation teacher, and I am here to help share my wisdom of all things self-love, why you might not have it, how you can get more of it, and also mine and my clients' journeys with exploring the same. In today's episode, we're going to explore belief systems and evidence that your belief systems need to create change. I often talk to clients about the cycle of reality, is how I have named it. And the cycle of reality is how we are influenced to shape our lives based on our belief systems, thoughts, feelings, actions and behaviors, and then the evidence that we give to our mind to create the belief system or keep a belief system going. You will hear a lot in manifestation about positive affirmations, generating feelings of gratitude, generating good feeling. These are really, really important. And it is not to be dismissed as something that isn't. However, I do feel that most of the manifesting practices, the challenges that are put out there, are based really firmly around the doing and not in the being and reflecting. Your belief systems are started at a very early age, and the earlier they begin, the more deeply embedded in your subconscious and unconscious mind, but also connecting into your nervous system. What we believe shapes our actions and behaviors, and our mind is geared to keep us safe and to keep us alive. It's not geared for joy, and it's not geared for the finer things in life. We're built for survival, and that's often our fallback. But we're very, very different now. We've evolved so much, and we can self-generate joy. We can self-generate abundance. We are predominantly safe in our world. Unless there's an external factor happening that makes you unsafe physically, we are living in a relatively safe situation. So actually we can then start to explore, well, how do I find more joy? How do I find more abundance? How do I create more love in my life? How do I create more love for myself? This comes down to your belief system shaping your life, and changing those deep core belief systems will change your life. Your life around you doesn't necessarily need to change, but who you are within it can, and it will create something that looks completely different. I'm going to give you an example. You will have several doorways that you walk through each and every day, and most of the time, those doorways aren't even a consideration. You walk through them, they get you from one place to another. They're not even something that you think about. You just do it automatically, walk through. The days when you are tired, hungry, depressed, anxious, angry, when you've got stuff sitting within you, you will walk through a doorway, you will catch yourself on the door handle, and it jolts you into this kind of reality of, oh, I can't believe that just happened. Of course that happened today. It's a minor inconvenience, but suddenly the doorway becomes an issue. But the doorway hasn't changed. It's just who you are stepping through that doorway. That's the difference. When we can self-generate thoughts, feelings, so we create a different mindset, that's how we start to change and drip feed into our belief system that everything's okay. To do that, you need to start looking at evidence to your deeper rooted belief systems that that is true. So as an example, let me use the doorway as an example. It's not about you not getting angry that you caught yourself on the door handle, but it's about how you look at that and go, oh, do you know what? That's not even worth being angry about. What am I truly not happy about? It's not the doorway's fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just the way I feel today. But how can I take responsibility for that and change it? How can I prove to myself that the doorway is not an issue? How can I prove to myself that actually I walk through that doorway hundreds of times a year and only 5 times a year it becomes an issue? You wouldn't necessarily stop going through that doorway based on one little piece of evidence. And that's the same when we're trying to change a belief system. You're not necessarily going to go from survival mode into thriving mode with a few affirmations. To change your deeper rooted belief systems, you need to start looking at evidence of the new belief system that you want to create or the old system that you want to let go of. So as an example, if I want to deeply believe that I am worthy of love and I'm worthy of an intimate relationship that feels great, that feels easeful, that feels connected, that feels aligned, I've then got to look around and understand how that's been given to me throughout my life so that I can then say, yes, do you know what? It is available and it is available to me. Most people's minds will jump to, well, it's not because I'm single and I've had X amount of failed relationships. And there's this big narrative around relational love. But actually, love is all around us. It's the kindness of a stranger. It's someone giving you eye contact and smiling. It's people giving you a compliment. It's all of those things. Even if it doesn't feel like love, it is love. It's appreciation. It's kindness. I've grown up in a situation where I didn't experience unconditional love. My love came with condition, and that condition was based on how I was being. So my thought patterns around love were based around that. Who I'm being generates the love, generates the care. And to a degree, that is true, but it shouldn't be conditional. If I'm not being a very nice person, it's very, very likely that I'm not going to be surrounded by love. But I might still be surrounded by unconditional love. Think about someone that you unconditionally love, and there are ups and downs in that relationship, but there's still a core of love there. So if I want to believe that I'm worthy and I'm going to attract that kind of love into my life, I've got to start seeing that it's there. But also, I can then start to reflect, well, how am I causing that effect? What is my role in that? Do people react more kindly to me when I'm more open to them? How can I work on that element of myself? If I smile at people, I might smile at 10 people and 2 of them smile back. Great. It's not about the 8 people that didn't smile. It's about the 2 people that smiled because I smiled at them. When we start to flip the evidence to the I can, I have, I'm being that person, you already start to create doubt in your mind that your old belief system isn't true, right? Or is true. So you're doubting its validity. So if I feel that I'm not worthy of love because I've only ever had conditional love, I have to be a certain person to get this love in my life. If I look at that and I can gather evidence of that very quickly because that's true for me. But what's also true for me is the people that have loved me throughout my life, the people that have appreciated me throughout my life, the people that have offered me kindness, the kindness of people that have helped me out of situations, people that have given me a roof over my head when I needed it. There's lots of that within my life. And I'm really aware that some of you might sit here and go, I have none of that. I can't find that. I guarantee there will be things in your life, there'll be little nuggets that can be built upon and grow into something amazing for your belief system. It's great when you do the self-talk. It's great when you do the I am, you know, the I am affirmations. I am lovable. I am lovable. I am lovable. But if your deep core belief is that you're not lovable, and any evidence pops up that aligns to that belief, so if a stranger is horrible to you in the street, you're going to go, oh yeah, that belief system's right. That affirmation means nothing. I've spoken about this before. We have something called a conscious critical faculty, and that is the gatekeeper of the mind. It allows things in that align to our beliefs, and it pushes things away that don't. So we have to get a bit sneaky around the stuff that we can try and get through that. And the best way of sneaking stuff through is to reframe things that have actually happened in your life that are positive, that align to how you want to feel now. In the shortest, briefest way possible, I'll try and summarize everything that I've just said. Essentially, it's great to have positive thoughts, positive feelings. A lot of them can be self-generated. The majority of our thoughts and feelings are already there because of the belief systems we have. So we will be fed from our subconscious thoughts and feelings based on the current beliefs that we hold deeply. We can work on changing the thoughts and feelings and then changing the behaviors and actions that we take. But until we start to reflect on the evidence and present that to the mind in a really positive, reflective way, the belief system isn't going to change. It's not going to change just because the new behavior is there. So as an example, I might wake up New Year's Day and say, hey, you know what? This is the year that I'm going to get fitter, healthier, stronger. And I know that going to the gym is going to do that for me. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to go every day because I've got an hour a day that I can spare. I'm going to go every single day. I'm going to go to the gym and my life is going to change. And lo and behold, I go to the gym and I start off really positively every single day. I'm going every single day. And then something will come up and I can't go that day. What happens then is my old belief system is still there, fires up and goes, aha, here's my in. I'm now going to say that you're a failure because you've not been today. And actually, isn't it much nicer when we don't go? Isn't it much nicer to sit on the sofa? All of these thoughts and feelings then come back to that old belief system because the action and behavior isn't enough. If you were then going to the gym, let's say every day, which is not something I recommend, I find that too intense a way to make a change. But let's say you did and you were going to the gym and actually after each session, you sat and you reflected and went, my God, I didn't really want to go, but I feel so good for going and I feel so much fitter. And look, my gosh, in 7 days, I'm already walking a kilometer more than I did at the start. I'm already starting to increase the intensity or the weight in a workout. When you then start to reflect, I can do this. I can lift weights. I can feel good about exercise. I can change the way I feel about going to the gym. That's where everything starts to change. I will be talking later on this week about the intensity of our change and how to take it slowly. And that helps to change your belief system as well. But right now, I just wanted to get this message across that actually there's way more to the change stuff than just creating positive thoughts and positive feelings and changing your behavior. The biggest piece comes with the reflection of evidence, and the changing of your belief systems comes with that reflection of evidence. And I often think that that's the missing piece. That, if I've managed to summarize it well enough, is the summary. Reflection, evidence, new belief, will also then start to change the old belief. If this is kind of igniting something within you and you're like, oh my God, this sounds really good, I want to do a bit more deep diving into this, I have a workshop on the 1st of January 2024. It's at 2 p.m. Till 4 p.m. GMT. And I am inviting all of you to become curious to that workshop, that masterclass, and just pop into the show notes. There's a link there. You can have a look. It is something that I'm going to be doing a massive deep dive into. And there's a journal that comes with it. There's a meditation that comes with it that comes out before the 1st of Jan to you. It allows you to get in that zone of reflection. It allows you to get into that zone of what's next. We're going to be doing a lot of work around evidence and belief systems. And this, for me, is the magic sauce that's going to help you change the way you feel about change in 2024 and hopefully beyond. So if you're interested, click the link. Just have a look. It's not a link to a cart. It's not a link to buy something. It's a link for you to take a look and see if it's for you. And if it is, sign up and I'll see you on New Year's Day. Or if you're not available, it's also on replay. I'm aware there are people that listen to this all over the world. It's available on replay and you get to download and keep the replay forever, as you do with the journal and as you do with the meditation as well. So that's it for today. I'm going to drop in again tomorrow and we're going to deep dive a little bit more into this whole belief, thoughts, feelings, actions, behaviors, and evidence cycle that are going to shape up your life. And if self-love is what you want to generate, that's also absolutely applicable to this whole thing. Because actually, if all you're working on is your self-love this year, everything in your life will change. And again, I'm going to allude to that later on this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you could like, subscribe, share, or recommend this podcast, I would be super, super grateful. My aim is to get this podcast out to as many people as possible. So doing any of those things will help me to help as many people as possible. I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. Bye for now.